Steve, thanks very much. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and a special guest. Can I call you a friend of the show, Mike? I think you're a friend of the show.
Yeah, more a friend of the show than a friend of Bill.
Yes.
That's very fair.
But you got to admit, it's close.
It's close. You're in the running.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's Mike Siegel performing at Zany's. A strange schedule. You're at the Zany. You know it better than I do.
Tonight and tomorrow downtown on Wells Street, and then Thursday through Saturday out in St. Charles.
Oh,
Pheasant
fun.
Run Resort.
Fun.
Yeah. Yes. I think I probably opened for you there many years ago.
You know, more than once.
More than once.
A couple of times.
So you guys go way back, huh?
Way back. Over 25 years.
At least 25.
I was there when you found out you were having a child, right?
Yes, you were.
Were you the first man to have a child?
Well, that's the way they billed me at Zany's back then.
I didn't believe him at first.
And then Bert said, you should give birth on stage. And I'm like, that's going to take a lot of hydraulics and pulleys. So let's hold off on that.
Hot towels. I don't know what, like in movies, they'll get some hot towels.
The story I always tell about you, and Wendy, maybe you'll remember this, is one time Mike and I were working in Kansas, and we were told, like, you'd always go into the club, and they would give you rules. Like, they'd say, the show starts at 8, but we want you here at 7, and you get 2 free drinks per whatever. They would fill you in on the rules. So they told Mike, in no uncertain terms, at this club in Kansas City, no Vegas walking. And there was even a sign on the door attention all comedians, no Vegas walks.
Can I just tell you, I don't know.
To this day, none of us know what
that
means.
No, we don't know what it means.
That is the craziest thing ever.
But to your credit, Mike, like, the owner told us that with a very straight face. Guys, I'm not kidding around on this, no Vegas walk. So then Mike said, what if the crowd wants us to Vegas walk? And he goes, I won't have it in my club. Forget it. I said, what if the show is going really well and we look over and we see you and we nod and we're like, I got a Vegas walk. I don't care what happens. If either of you Vegas walks, you're out the door. It's been 30 years.
We still don't know.
We have no idea what it means.
Yeah, I asked if I could do a Reno walk.
Right. And he
which
thought
is
about
surprisingly
it.
Surprisingly, more acceptable.
He
than
considered
a Vegas
it. He went, I could see where that might happen. All right, that's fine.
Even Googling it now, 20 some years later,
no,
there's nothing.
There's nothing written online.
Nothing.
So that's fine. Can you talk about your days on HGTV?
Sure.
All right. You did not one show.
I did two shows.
Two different shows on HGTV. Talk about the premises of these shows.
One was called If Walls Could Talk, where we would go and talk about the history of old houses. I would go around the country and go into these. And the other one was called What You Get for the Money, where we would just compare home prices around the country. And I didn't go to the actual homes on that second one.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I would just do...
wraparounds in the studios.
So are you a realtor?
Nope.
And why
do you
have to say realtor? You don't say doctor.
Mike, how come?
Realtor.
Yeah.
I'm a realtor, but not
a realtor.
No.
Are you handy?
No. No. And this is why they don't hire me anymore.
Don't say that.
No, it was more about the interactions with the people and their houses. And it's amazing. Anybody who has an old house, every single person will say, are we going to talk about the ghost? Are we going to talk about our ghost? It's like, well, no. Unless the ghost shows up and we can get him on camera. I think, no.
Our house was built in the 1860s. We don't have a ghost.
And you don't think you do?
No, I want a ghost. I'd welcome one.
Yes, most everybody we talk to, if they live in an old house, almost to a person, we have a ghost.
Really? Why does that keep coming up?
I don't know, but if you watch, especially the Travel Channel now, and I do a lot of travel writing and things like that. I have a travel
podcast. Ghost Hunter or whatever.
They've gone all completely paranormal. It's all ghost hunters.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
I wonder what's behind that.
Sasquatch and all
that. It gets people to tune in.
I guess it got ratings.
Yeah,
Sasquatch visited my house one time in the 1870s.
Mike, could you do something with that at HG?
Yes.
Would they do it?
Is he still in the house? If we can shoot him, absolutely.
Then it's okay.
Yeah.
Then it's
fine. And if we can literally shoot him, we can go to the outdoor channel.
You do more traveling than anybody I know. You're always somewhere else. You're always.
I didn't have a nice
country.
Family like you, Bill.
It's to escape your family.
Yes,
Is that why you're traveling?
I'm
so
running
much?
Away from a lot, really.
How many countries? I don't even know if you'll know the answer to this. How many countries have you been to in the last few years?
Last few years,
Or overall?
I know I'm over 100 now.
Over 100 countries,
especially because the last 5 years, 4 or 5 years, I've been doing cruises. So. You count all these little Caribbean islands and stuff like that. Yeah. That pushed me over.
Yeah.
But I was in Africa this summer and that I knew for sure. I haven't done a full count, but I think it's probably, I know it's over 100.
That's so impressive.
Did you do a safari when you were in Africa?
No, actually, yes. Well, yeah, both. I went to the mountain gorillas in Uganda and Rwanda where you can climb up and sit with them and
How cool is that?
It was amazing. It was like a once-in-a-lifetime
thing. In that situation or others, have you ever been afraid for your life?
No.
Never?
No. I went in Uganda where there was about, in this particular forest, there was four particular families that are used to being around people. So you can only spend an hour with them a day.
Yeah.
You know, no more groups of only eight or less.
And some of the gorillas had seen your work on HGTV.
Yeah, they knew me.
All right.
Sure.
What do you do with them? I mean, do you communicate sign language? Do you
there are trackers that lead us to them, and they communicate with like grunts and things, and they know the families, and they know the individual apes and everything like that.
But
and I also learned it's true, ape shall not kill ape.
Well, they say that in Planet of the Apes,
yes,
and it turns out it's true.
No, it's really amazing,
Wendy,
when you sit around with them. And
Wendy does not appreciate Dr. Zayas references before 11 o'clock. Very adamant. No Dr. Zayas references.
47 more minutes.
Right. Then come back with your material.
I am intrigued by gorillas. There was one at Brookfield Zoo where a baby fell over the edge and the enclosure. Binti Jua, I believe, was the name. And picked up this kid and brought it to, nurse it and take
care
of it.
They're really incredible. I mean, they would walk around us and, like, sit right next to us. And
you weren't scared at all?
Yeah.
Okay. They're giants.
I mean, there's one big silverback male, and then he has, his females, and there's some juveniles and stuff. But the silverbacks are enormous. Yeah, they're really big.
I can't imagine being that close to him and not being a little bit scared.
Really peaceful and magical in a way.
Sure.
And you have eight people with you, so you could always push someone in front of you.
That's true.
If they start getting
so
crazy.
What's the old saying? You don't have to be the fastest one in your group. You just have to be faster than the guy next to you.
Right. That turns out it's true.
Yeah.
What's the most underrated and overrated place? If you read anything about travel, they always mention the places you have to visit before you die. What's the one place that's just overrated and the one place that's underrated?
I mean, there's no place I wouldn't really go back to. Well, overrated, I would say Vegas.
Yeah?
Well, all the walking. Bill.
Yes.
Yeah, although
the Vegas walking.
I'm not a big fan of Vegas, probably because I work there a lot.
Yeah.
And I just find after 2 days, it gets, two days tops. I always tell people when they're visiting, it's just like if they've never been, schedule 2 days. And then they'll say, we're going to be there a week. I'm going, ooh.
Yeah.
In all the times I've been there, when I'm there for 3 days or less, I always have a nice time. But if I'm there for 3 days and an hour, turns in a
second. That's the cutoff?
Yes.
Well, if you work there at a club, you're usually doing about 7 days.
Yes.
And by the fifth day, I mean, you're just walking to breakfast through the casino and ding, 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 ding. You're like, okay, I'm done.
Right.
I'm done.
Right. All right. So that's the most overrated.
Underrated, I don't know, just places in like Eastern Europe that I think that people don't know about. There are little remote places of Croatia that I've been to, and Istria and things like that that most people don't know. Most people stay around the coast in Dubrovnik and places like that. But there's countries like Georgia that are really, really cool and interesting. And where did I go? I don't know, a lot of honestly, Rwanda.
That's a good place.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's 25 years.
We hear that. We don't think that.
Yeah, I know. It's like 25 years after the genocide. It was this 25-year anniversary, and it was like one of the most cleanest, especially for an African capital. We were all amazed.
But I always wonder, Mike, if a place like Rwanda has the Hotel Rwanda legend behind it, if people think of it and they go,
they're fighting
that long
it, for
ago.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if they can recover off that.
Yeah,
I mean,
anything's
possible. Anything, because it was horrendous.
Yeah.
And we went to the actual Hotel Rwanda. It's
Did
called
you?
I can't remember. It's got a French name now. Everybody's screaming at their phone. Have been
Old Bonpan?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
All right, we'll take a break.
But, yeah,
Mike Siegel's here. performing at Zany's all this
nice
week.
Nice Vegas walk.
Vegas thank you, walking. Wendy. Zany's.com has your information. More after this. Bill and Wendy on WGN. Us. It's Bill and Wendy. Our friend Mike Siegel is here. He's a friend of ours. He's a friend of the show's. He'll be your friend, too, if you go and see him at Zany's all this week. Chicago.zanies.com. Don't ask him to Vegas walk. He won't do it. He flat out refuses to Vegas walk. That'll
Does
be
that
a
mean
big
you
mistake.
Have to wear a cape or rhinestones? I mean, I have no clue.
My best guess was that maybe it means don't walk through the audience and maybe and talk to the crowd or something like that. Right. That's my guess.
Right.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
And my guess, not as good as Mike's, was don't try to sell them $1.99 shrimp cocktails. But there's no way that could be Vegas walking, could it?
Do they really have $1.99 shrimp cocktails?
Oh, not so much anymore. That's the other thing about Vegas and why it's overrated, I think, is only because it used to be a cheap place to go get drunk and have a fun. And now it's just as expensive as any, like, going out in L.A. Sure. or New York or here. It's just like, you go to in the hotels or the bars, they just figured, oh, we can just charge them.
Right.
And they'll
right.
pay it. Right. And they do. You know, they don't give it away anymore. If you're gambling at the table, you can get a free drink.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you walk up to the bar and say, I'll have a martini. Okay, that'll be $18. What?
Wait. How'd that happen?
What? You used to give this stuff. It used to be like $3.
I like that no matter what you see in Las Vegas, there's always a sign next to anything that says, voted number one in all of Las Vegas, yeah. no matter what it is. Right. And you go, who voted this the best French toast in Las Vegas? Do they even have such a thing? Come on. That's crazy. Are you still doing movies and TV shows?
Not as much. No. I've been traveling a lot more.
Yeah.
Doing the I've been on the ships a little bit.
On the ships, Mike?
I am.
Are you?
Performing, yeah.
How is that?
I did Last Comic Standing on NBC a few years ago, and saw me on that. And a guy called me from an agency down in Miami and said, you ever think of doing cruises? And I was like, well, not until I was 60. but
yeah.
And he said, well, give it a shot. And, you know, it's actually worked out pretty good so far.
But well, if you like to travel, I'm sure it works out really well.
Although, you know, cruise travel is not my thing, yeah. really, as a traveler.
Yeah.
But
you don't like wearing the sweaters?
No.
And the Sansibel pants?
Mm-hmm. Doing the lifeboat drill.
Here's what I've heard. You tell me if this is true, that when you work on the cruise ships, they don't let you mingle with the other guests on the ship, that you have to stay separate. Is that true or not?
Well, define mingle. Like I'm not supposed to be in their room. I'm not supposed to be in their rooms, and they're not supposed to come to mine. That kind of thing. But I can. Yeah,
you've broken that law, I bet, more than once. Yeah.
No, it depends on the line, but the ones I do, I can mingle with the guests.
Oh, you're
basically a guest entertainer. I'm not like crew.
Yeah. You
know, I don't have to wear a name tag or anything like that walking through. They have much stricter rules
than
I do.
Did you binge watch a bunch of Love Boat episodes?
You know what? You're funny you say that. When you work Princess, you know, you have closed circuit TV in there.
Yeah.
And they have one channel, totally all Love Boats. And they don't like show them. It's on repeat, but it's one show a day. So they just show the same one every single day.
Oh, why?
Day. I know.
So many great episodes.
But you only stick around for the first 5 minutes because you got to see who the guests are.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute, Carol Channing and the Village People and Fred Willard? Yes.
You can't say no to that.
I don't know where this is going. And Pia Zadora? Yes.
Oh, wow.
Man, I haven't thought of Pia Zadora in many years.
And it's just like that weird of, oh, my God. And the shows are not good. I don't know if you've seen them.
You don't think they hold up, Mike?
Oh, come on. They don't.
Don't say that.
They don't. But
I like that the crew was always hitting on the select. Like, if you went on one of those cruises and you thought, I'm going to go on a cruise and I'm going to meet a girl, and you go, I lost a woman to Adam Bricker, the Dr. Bricker. What happened? That's horrible.
And then Shara was on one where she was snuck in and like sneaking through the border in a laundry hamper. And just like everything about it's so wrong now. Just like, oof.
Have you had any celebrities on your cruises?
I've done some where as passengers.
Uh-huh. Have you?
The coolest one I did was down in Antarctica. I got to go there. So I got to be in a small, but it was a really high-end luxury cruise line. And
that would be all right.
Depends on what you define as celebrity, but Newt Gingrich and his wife.
Oh, the Gingriches were there.
The Gingriches were there.
Yeah.
And so...
That's impressive.
There you go.
I do not believe
he came to my show. I don't think he did.
Didn't Pia Zadora try to break them up midway through the cruise, Mike? I read that in one of the trades.
Yeah, I think so. I would hate to.
Pia Zadora still
okay,
with us.
Thank God.
Yeah,
she may not be because Bill is known as...
From time to time, I mention an obscure celebrity and then they will die within a few days.
Right.
And then everybody blames me.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's
whatever.
You, the Kiss of Death.
Where have you
That was
not...
your nickname back in the
90s. I was called the Kiss of Death of comedy.
Yeah. She's 66, by the way.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
I thought she'd be older, quite honestly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yep. Where have you not been? I know you've been to over 100 countries, but which has eluded you that you really want to visit?
I still haven't been to Egypt and Morocco
because
mainland. when I was close, I was going to rush through it. Yeah. I had a limited time. I didn't want to rush through it. I wanted to give it a little more time. And, sometimes it just doesn't work out. I almost did it on coming back from this Africa trip.
Yeah.
But then I looked at what the temperatures were going to be when I was coming back, and it was like 100 and something degrees. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I'll pick another time.
But you will eventually get there, right?
Yeah. But I mean, it's weird. You can't put these things off too long because politically and things, you never know how things are going to change. I mean, the first time I went to Europe, I look back on this, you know, my first trip ever out of the country.
Yeah.
There, I went to East Germany. You know, there was a Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
There was a Yugoslavia. And like none of these places we would have thought to go. I went to West Berlin, which was wild. And I saw the wall and went through Checkpoint Charlie, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's. And none of that's there anymore.
Isn't that crazy?
It was wild.
So it's so good you did it in that order. You got to see all those things.
Yeah.
And, that's perfect.
And then certain places, and I've been to Cuba, which now it's become harder to go to.
Yeah.
It wasn't there for a little while. And
then it was.
And
even going to Jamaica, you had to get permission to fly over it for many years.
Do you remember when we were growing up, you didn't even need a passport to go to Canada or Mexico or anything.
Right.
Just
show
come on
up
in.
At the border.
Yeah, nobody cared.
It's all changed a little bit.
It's changed a lot. 9/11 changed really everything.
It was so great to see you. Good luck at Zany's. Give the schedule again, Mike, just real briefly.
Tonight and tomorrow, 8 o'clock at downtown Zany's on Wells, and then Thursday through Saturday in St. Charles at the Pheasant Run Resort, the Zany's out there.
Go see Mike Siegel. He's very, very
funny.
Two shows Saturday. They're working you like a dog.
I don't know
how you do it.
I'm going to be Vegas limping.
ChicagoZanies.com has your ticket information. Tell them we sent you. Hi, Mike. Great to see you.
You too.
Thank you, Mike.
More after this. Bill and Wendy, WGN.